Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
A dependable God, and that is, of course, what's his name again? I know he's Victor Thompson, and that's Victor Thompson. I just love Victor Thompson's music, so relaxing, or relaxed, but so full of power, because there's power in the Word of God. And so I am so delighted yet again to be joined by Mama Dr. Pearl Kube. She is right here with me. Praise the Lord for another day with you, my queen. How are you, Ma?
Hallelujah. I'm great. I'm great. Thanks, Bongi. And it's good to be back on Radio Pulpit with you discussing important topics. Thank you for just chatting with us last week, because we had a very good turnout also this last time. You know, the first time we did the teaching, we had about 120 people, and this time we had over 100 as well.
Wow.
Now, it's you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot, because these are leaders and these are people who are watchmen on the wall and gatekeepers as well. We had quite a few apostles and pastors. In fact, I would say of the over 100, at least half, if not 60%, were pastors, apostles, and
wow.
fivefold ministers.
Wow.
So we had a great time. Yeah, from 9 o'clock to 4:30, an amazing time.
And it's happening again this weekend, the 27th. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's happening again this weekend, this Saturday. And I got to tell, I just have to say to our people, our local Islekker people in South Africa, that it's going to be my last teaching. My calendar is extremely full.
Mama.
I had to.
Mama.
No, you're saying what our lady said. They were like getting upset with me. They said, no, we are your people and you must start with us. Because you see, one of the things I was sharing
yes.
is that a lot of nations are actually asking for the teaching. I just came back from 1 week of teaching in Zambia and Botswana
yes.
is now calling.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you know how you people get greedy in South Africa. So we ignore our people. We ignore them, pay them no attention. Jesus said a prophet is without honor in their own nation. And when we see other nations calling,
we want to grab.
And the schedule is already tight.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm sorry. It's going to be our last physical teaching in South Africa for this year.
All right. So it's happening on the 27th, yeah. same venue?
Same venue, same time from 9 to 4. We have an amazing time. It's not just teaching. I mean, there's serious times of prayer every now and then, prophetically, Holy Spirit.
Declarations,
will get us to pray.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, declarations and lots of wonderful, amazing worship. We have an amazing leader. Time of network, you know, we have a break at lunch hour around 1 o'clock for a bit of food.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just a great, great time. I mean, we're still getting testimonies and messages and people talking about life-changing message and all sorts. So yeah, South Africans and Eliskala, it's a lastminute.com. Please don't, because you know what our people do. I love you guys, but this lastminute.com doesn't work. So we wait till the 11th hour.
Yeah.
And that's when we all, you know,
we decide in the morning. We decide in the morning.
We decide the morning, either when it's fully booked or something. That's when we wake up and the message has been there for 1 month. So Kikopaliska Lights, please don't do lastminute.com.
Yeah.
It's not a fruit of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Lastminute.com.
So Ma, how do we become part of for example, maybe I'm just hearing about it now. Where do we attend? How do I also get to book my space?
Well, you book your space, we will send you the flyer again. Thank you for helping last time. But again, you can check on my Facebook page. So go to my Facebook page, Pearl Pomotso Kube. Yeah, that's my Facebook page. And also Kingdom Transformer Pearl Kube. Any one of those pages, it has the information. In fact, I've put information around our conversation today on Radio Pulpit. You'll find the flyer also on the same post.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find
and that's how you can...
Radio Pulpit. That's how you can, all the information around payment. And I want to stress and emphasize that the payment, please, we do not charge for the gospel. We only charge for the logistics of the gospel. And the logistics in this case happen to be the food that you will be eating, not going into anybody else's stomach, but your stomach gates.
So a person doesn't rock up at the 73rd Fifth Street and say, "I am here." They got to make a booking and registration first.
And the other, sorry, Bongi, the other important reason why you need to register is so that we know our numbers, because there's food that's catered for. There's a venue. We need to make sure. I've had instances where lastminute.com, I get a venue for 1,000 people, and on the day, 2,000 pitch up. What do? We were like sardines squashed there.
You know? All right.
And that's why we have people to register, so we can make sure you're not squashed. So, there's enough food.
So it will be possessing the gate, part three, happening on the 27th. But you can go to Mom's Facebook page and get all the information there on how you can register right there. From 9 o'clock again?
9 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It's intense. This is intense training. This is boot camp. This is not, we're not doing motivational, encouraging preaching. We are training on what are the gates? What does the Bible say about gates? We're training on what is the composition, what is the DNA of those gates. There are different things concerning the gates, you know, that gates can be strengthened, gates can be shattered, gates can be spoken to, all that. That's what we're doing in a boot camp. We are training on the importance of gates, what happens when the gates are not manned, which is in most nations and cities.
Mm.
Most of us are not possessing the gates. So in the spiritual realm, there's no vacancy. It's either light, the kingdom of light is possessing, or the kingdom of dark is possessing. So when we fail to fulfill that spiritual command which God gave in Genesis 22:17, in fact, he told Abraham, one of the blessings that I will confer upon you is the ability to possess the gates of your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we spoke last time about how what is interesting is God speaks the blessings to Abraham first in Genesis 22:17.
Mm.
But at the end of it, which is the part we ignore, at the end of that scripture, he tells about enemies at the gates. And part of the blessing is for us to possess the gates of our enemies.
Let me ask this one.
We ignore the fact that there are enemies there. So, akhona di blessing, there are no blessings that are just going to come and say, hey.
Let us go into the Basma, you and I. And let me greet your namesake first, Pastor Khomotso Maga from Garankuwa. Hello to you, my queen. Thank you so much. You didn't mention your name, but your last numbers are 5899. Hello to you. Thank you for joining in, and all family members. Ma, let's take family members back into the bus. Remember last week we spoke about the gates in my spirit, my soul and body. And now, how do you know that you are ready for now possessing the gates outside? Because now we were talking about working on this, being watchdogs on what we put inside ourselves, because it's either going to destroy us or build us.
Absolutely. So God is a progressive God. Mm. He works in line with our obedience. And this is something that we don't seem to understand as believers. We want to go from 0 to 100 without going through the process. So we want to start possessing nations and government gates, and I'm going to parliament, but you can't even control your own body gates. And, you know, in Acts 1:8, when God gives the instruction to say, I will give you power to witness, there's something very interesting he says there that gives us a pattern of how God works with us. He says, I will give you power to witness. And then he says, to witness in Jerusalem, and then Judea
and then
Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
uttermost parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But Tina,
the uttermost.
We want to, people will come to me and say, woman of God, I want to go to the nations. But have you started witnessing in your Jerusalem? Do your neighbors know that you're saved? Have you started with your workmates? But we want to already evangelize, and I'm going to the nations. And honey, you ain't never even evangelized to even the local cockroach in your community. Mm. So we need to start with where you're at. God always starts with you where you're at. And it's the same with the gates. He's not going to assign you and position you to take, to manage governmental parliamentary gates when you've not started with your own body. Look at Joseph, for instance. Mm. Joseph had to go through a process. He had to go through pit. He had to manage Potiphar's gates, the gates of Potiphar's house, before he could be trusted with the palace gates.
Right.
But we will want to go straight to the palace without getting all the information. Joseph had to learn information. He was being taught. He was being trained in the pit. He was being taught and trained in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's house, remember, Potiphar was a leader in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And so he had to learn parliamentary palace gates in the house of a leader who was an Egyptian leader. So he would know, how does one speak in the palace? How does one present themselves in the palace? What are the protocols? Mm. And what do I need to do in terms of that? Mm. So it's very important. Definitely, I can tell you now that you are not ready for managing governmental or legislative justice gates or et cetera, if you are failing to manage your own gates. And I want to say this as well. Not every one of us is assigned to manage governmental mm-hmm, gates. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even if you manage your body gates, not everybody has been assigned. You need to know your mandate. You need to know your assignment. Are you assigned as a watchman on the wall? Are you assigned as a gatekeeper? Some of us, one of the gates I've been entrusted with as a lawyer who's been trained 43 years is the justice gates. Mm. If you know nothing about justice and what God says about justice, you know, because it's not just you have to be a lawyer or a magistrate, but you need to know God's pattern for justice. You will not be able to manage justice gates without knowing how does God define justice as El Mishpat, because he is justice. He doesn't just define justice. So these are all the intense teachings that we're doing, is now defining what do the gates of justice look like. Amos 5:15 tells us. This is not something we've thought about and, you know, just concocted and conjured. If you read Amos 5:15, it says justice is dispensed at the gates. So there are gates of justice. What do those gates look like in terms of what the word of God says? Well, first of all, we know that righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne, which means if we are possessing and manning the gates of justice, we cannot do that without bringing in some sense of righteousness.
Okay.
So when you go to the gates of justice,
you
it
have
is because
to
God
be.
Has said that justice and righteousness are twins. Mm. That means you cannot legislate immorality. Mm-hmm. You cannot legislate and move and make laws that bring in immorality, injustice, and unrighteousness, because in God's eyes, that is not justice. There is no justice without righteousness. So therefore, we will now train, and we have a group of young women called the Deborahs, who I've raised up, the Deborahs 972. Mm. These are Christian women lawyers. I've been mentoring for 2 to 3 years, retraining them on what God says justice is, because I was trained in law school.
I'm going to take Mama back again to the teaching from last week, now combining it with where we are today. Yes, you cannot operate there when you're not ready yourself. But Ma didn't answer me on how do you know that you're ready and what next? I also hear Mama talking about if you do not know, you have to know, who are you? Are you a gatekeeper? How do you know all of that? So let's answer how do you know you're ready and how do you know which gate are you called for, or if you're even called to be a watchman at the gate, a gatekeeper?
Yeah, right. Well, first instance, you know, let's go back to Christianity 101.
Yeah.
First thing is you must know how to hear God. If you can't hear God, you will definitely not know anything, because it's God who speaks to us.
Right.
God who tells us. And God deals with us progressively. I did not know when I got saved in 1983, 41 years ago, I did not know I was an apostle. I did not know I was a prophet. Progressively, God began to tell me as he would speak to me. But I didn't start off just saying, I'm an apostle. I'm called as an apostle. No, I started off in prayer, and that was my first ministry as an intercessor. And as I got to hear God, and now then from prayer, I was assigned to the worship team, and then from the worship team, just like that, progressively. And then I understood that I was called prophetically, and then I was trained as a prophet. I was trained by God first, and then I was trained also by mentors, people who mentored me in the prophetic. You know, I actually went to School of Prophets for an intense 3-month study. Then I was trained, same thing, apostolically. So all those things will let you know, because once you're trained and equipped, like we teach in our Bible school, we teach on the different offices. What is an apostle? What is a prophet? Who do they look like? What is the criteria? Then you will begin to know. Those are signs that you will begin to understand. Do I have these qualities? Do I have this burden? Do I have this passion? And you'll be able to hear God telling you, this is what I've called you for. The same way that God spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5 and said that before you were fashioned in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I already called and ordained you as a prophet to the nations. That's Jeremiah heard God. And that's the same way we need to hear God concerning our specific mandate. Another way that will tell you, I do a teaching on gifts, redemptive gifts, from the book of Romans 12, verses 6 to 8. There's 7 motivational or redemptive gifts: gift of prophet, servant, teacher, exhorter, giver, ruler, mercy. When you know which gifts you have, your gifts will also point you towards your assignment. They will help you. So my top 3 redemptive gifts, for instance, are the gift of exhortation, the gift of leadership or rulership. So it will tell me, that gift of leadership tells me that part of my job is to train leaders. Exhortation as a preacher, also as a lawyer. Another gift is prophet, which is looked at in the sense of visionary. So part of my gift and my assignment is to mobilize people and apostolically begin to teach them patterns and be a visionary, delegate, assign people into certain apostolic and prophetic initiatives. But if you don't know your gifts, you will not know your assignment. So knowing your gifts also is very important. There are gifts that are spoken about. The gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 tells us about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And then Romans 12 verses 6 to 8 tells us about your redemptive gifts. So it's important that you know those gifts, because they will point you and help you understand your purpose and your assignment, so you don't end up putting a lot of effort in a place where you're not assigned.
I'm asking this, Ma, because when we hear possessing the gates, we all want to run to the gates.
Yeah, go ahead. Here's the thing. This is one of the things I taught on Saturday. And I said, at some level, we are all expected to manage at some level. But at other levels, we're not all. What gates are we all to manage? We all have to manage our body gates. So nobody's going to control your eye gates for you. Nobody's going to control your ear gates, your mouth gates, your head gates. We all are expected to manage our own body gates. And then at another level, at the family level, as parents, every parent is expected to manage the family gates. That's part of your responsibility. The families have gates. And some of the things that we see coming into our family are as a result of not having manned the gates. Because the enemy can see you, but he can never have access to you unless you grant him legal access. Psalms 91, when you reside in the presence, in the Lord, under the shadow of his wing, he can always see you. It is an opaque place where he can see you, but he cannot access you because you are under the protection of God's wing. So the only way that you can access something is the devil can come in, is if we grant him legal access. So that's the issue with family gates. Every parent is supposed to have to possess the family gate. When God says in Proverbs 22:6 that you are to teach, train, equip your child, then the responsibility is to teach your child in such a way that immorality does not come into them, that you educate them in the proper way, because ultimately that child in Psalms 127:3-5, Psalms 127:5 says, that gate, that child must end up being an arrow at the gate, dealing, contending with enemies. So our responsibility as parents is to possess the family gate to make sure that our children are protected from immorality, from wrong teachings, from sexual perversions, from worldly Babylonian teachings, so that they will be empowered to become those arrows that will stand at the gates and contend with enemies now, because we have taken the family gate. So all I'm saying is that at some level, all of us have to possess some type of gate.
Right.
As an individual, you have to possess your body gates. As a parent, if you're a parent, you have to possess the family gate. It's a responsibility that God expects of you on behalf of the family. And men have a responsibility as gatekeepers, especially as heads of household. Women also have a particular role that they play in terms of the nurturing, comforting role, all of that. So at some level, all of us, there are at least one or two levels where everybody is a gatekeeper. But then there are other levels. So if you are called specifically in the area of being a watchman, like I say, on the wall, or a gatekeeper, and you will know. One of the reasons why you'll know is because you'll have a burden for prayer. Let me tell you, you cannot be called to prayer and you just sleeping and snoring all day and you know, you hate prayer. Well, I tell you, if you hate prayer, it's probably unlikely that you're called to prayer, because God will ordinarily give you a passion and a love for that thing to which you're called for. So those are the watchmen, and you know, they get concerned, they get heavy burdens. Remember Nehemiah, he rebuilt the wall. He was also a watchman on the wall, and he had a burden. He could not sleep. He could not sleep. Look, the gates are wide open. That could be an indication right there that you're called as a gatekeeper or watchman on the wall, because you're called to repair the walls. So when you see that the nation is wide open and there's no protection, and you are concerned that there's no manning, then it could be an indication that you are called as a gatekeeper. You are called as a watchman on the wall. You're troubled by the events that are taking place in the nation, and it looks like nobody's addressing them. You know, the eyes of God run to and fro, looking wondering where is the person I can rely on. So you could be called in that area of watchman, of gatekeeper. And then it's not only that you could be just called. There may be a particular area that really you have a burden, a passion for. Governments, you're always fascinated by things that are happening in the governmental arena or in the justice. For me, if you watch my social media, it's always justice. I'm always talking about injustice, justice. So it's not just because I'm a lawyer, but it's because from early on, God put that burden on me. I was the one, this child in school, who, you know, most of the time I'd come home from school and I'd have no shoes. And my mother would get so upset. Hey, come with the old guy. Where are your shoes?
You've given them away.
I've given my shoes because I saw some injustice. Some child didn't have shoes. And my mom would get very upset with me. Hey, can do it. Am I the bank? You know? because I've always hated injustice. And even now, we have 15 projects where we deal with people in Mamelodi, you know, all the projects, feeding people, all that stuff, sending 200 children to school in Buluzi. Because justice is not just going to court. Justice is ensuring that people are eating, that people who are disadvantaged. So justice is not about a kiwine keisiko court. In God's eyes, justice is also about feeding the people and making sure that the poor, the disadvantaged, the vulnerable are being fed, are have access to justice. That's part of justice. So if you're passionate about justice, you'd not just be the one winning cases in court. You'll be the one that, you know, make sure that there's some level of equity, and people who don't have begin to have.
Yeah.
So that's part of this mandate. Yeah.
Sure. Ma, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. And family, okay. We are learning. And yeah, family, it's time to, I see family members calling in. Can I just allow Mama to sip some water and then come back? I see your calls. It's not that I'm not seeing them, but just give Mama a break just a little bit. And then we are coming back, taking the sounds of 3C Live featuring Arch Bilankulu. Unstoppable, that's who we are.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
It's time we become doers of the word. If you are not yet a doer of the word, you better start changing your tune and become the doer of the word. If the song says we are unstoppable because of him. We are able to possess the gates because of him. It all starts with the Lord and it ends with the Lord. You're listening to Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Johan Els on Something Else, followed by Luko Mgweriputi on Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. But right now I'm with Mama Dr. Pearl Coupe, and we are talking about possessing the gates. And I see family members greeting. I saw you calling in. You can call in again 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Alternatively, send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Alternatively, you can also use our SMS line 37871, 37871. I see Eunice Pauls Mathinus or Mathison. Hello to you, saying powerful. Busisiwe Ms. B. Ngamlana saying amen. Tuli Ayomide Butelezi, amen, apostle. Sis Paula Mahlaba, hello to you. Sis Paula says, my kind of person, may God bless you, woman of God, talking to Mama Pearl Coupe at this hour and time. And another family member says, Sibongile, so if you cannot handle your household, does it mean that you cannot possess the gates out there? All right, let's take a family member on the line and we'll ask Mama to answer it when we come back from this one. Hi, family, how are you?
How are you, Sis Bumi?
Blessed of the Lord, Babunkosi. Hey, Unjani Baba.
Jesu Inkosi Abusa, Sis Bumi. Mam Kupe Minjan.
Hi, it's Kona Baba. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Sis Bumi, I want to spend the less.
Yeah.
Sibalega Kulu. Sinama best soccer players nasa yezwe oku ukuthi abarichanga I professional league ngwenxa yani ill discipline abakhonani ukuziphatha ngendlela I soccer player okufanele iziphathe ngayo ukuthi ikhona ukufikelela I professional league Sibheke uDavide. Ngenkathi abulala ibhubu ezibekangazi ukuthi trainelwa uGoliath. Ngenkathi abulala ibhere bekangazi ukuthi utrainelwa uGoliath. Akazanga manasuka aqonde kuGoliath. And ngenkathi abulala uGoliath. bekalungiselelwa izimpi eziningi.
Yeah.
Njengoba bekayoba inkosi.
Mm.
Thina sifuni training sisizwe.
Discipline. Training.
Discipline. Yebo, i-discipline asinayo ne-training asifuni.
Ayikho.
Uma nithole uMamkhupe angitrainer.
Yeah.
Ngezwi likaNkuluNkulu. Ngingakhona ukukhotha 3-4 yamavesi sengibona ngqono kunaye.
Yo.
So angisalaleli lutho oluvela kuye.
Yo.
Sengikhona ukubona amaphutha wakhe.
Yo.
Therefore, angeke ngikhule sisisibuye.
Yeah.
Le gift yami iyophelela emoyeni.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngiyabonga.
Sure, thank you so much, Babunkosi. Wow, Babunkosi says there are many soccer players who could have played for a professional league, but they couldn't because of ill discipline.
No training.
Because of ill discipline. Yeah, so, and he says this is what we do within the body of Christ. When you're under mentorship and as you go, and then now you can quote 3-4 scriptures, you're like, ah, now I'm better than my mentor. You see their mistakes.
Apostle.
Yeah, you cannot
I'm
even listen to them. no listening to correction as well. So, and that
Absolutely.
is very dangerous. Martino Malembe, hello to you. And Dongana Nonkwelo Nozibele, hello to you, saying we are with you, Mampi. Now, after Babunkosi has said this, Ma, and a family member is asking a question. So if you cannot control your own family, and they send a follow-up message to say, your teenagers are out of order. Does it mean you can't possess the gates out there? Ish.
Well, like I say, God starts with us where we are. And if you note, if you go to the book of Timothy and you see requirements for leadership and stuff. Now, I have to be very careful when I say this because I know some people are, it's a sensitive topic. But God expects us, you know, there it's talking about, for instance, the bishop of one wife, etc. All of these must
talks
be
about
sober,
his family.
Must be sober, must not be drunk. So God is setting a scenario whereby really we are people who are priests in our home first. So for us to be able to demonstrate the kingdom of God principles concerning family, we must first demonstrate them in our own family before we can teach them to the congregation. That's literally what that scripture is saying. That's why it's saying that when you are in eldership or leadership, these are requirements. You must at least do that. But having said that, I'm not going to say, because sometimes we're not completely in control. You know, you may have rebellious children.
Mm.
And yet you've taught them. You've trained them. You've equipped them.
Eli's an example. Eli or Eli is an example of that, isn't it?
Eli. Yeah. But remember that Eli was also taken to task. Eli
because he did not correct them. Mm.
He did not correct them. That's the thing. So Eli got judged on that basis because he saw his children, his sons, misbehaving, especially within the temple, you know, conducting prostitution, and he failed to correct them. It's one thing whereby you have children who are misbehaving and you correct them, and they still, of their own volition and will, they decide to rebel. That then, you know, you've done everything you can do. But if you see children in erring, and you keep quiet, and that we will be held accountable for that. We will be held accountable. So in terms of that, that's why I just wanted to make that distinction clear, that it is possible to have done everything that you know how. You've taught, you've trained, you've equipped, just like we have sheep in the congregation. You know, the Bible talks about the four different types of soil. The soil, you throw the word of God, but in some soil, the birds will come and snatch it. In some soil, the thorns will come and choke the word, but in some soil where you preach, that word will be received.
Right.
And so if you've done your, fulfilled your responsibility, then, you know, it's another thing. But
All
if
right.
you haven't, you must possess your family gates. It's a requirement.
All right. Tulani from Zimbabwe in Bulawayo says, hi, Pastor Pearl and Sbongile. Thank you. And thank you for the exceptional teaching. Another obstacle to success apart from discipline is pride. Let everyone be of humility-driven life. Thank you. That is so true. Hey, yeah, pride. Before any fall, there's pride. Winnie Nong says, Mama, we are here, one spirit. We love you. And here's another follow-up. Swangile, please ask Mama Pearl, how do you know that you are under attack and it's the gate that you have to possess that's being attacked through your family? I love that.
Well, yeah, as you know, unfortunately, we have such... Listen, I taught on the family gate on Saturday. Mm. And those who were there will tell you it took me 1.5 hours just to talk, because you have to put certain principles in place to understand what is a family. What are the gates that Satan will actually attack? And one of the gates that he will attack as a family is your children. So how do you know your family will be under attack? Well, when he attacks your children, what he's using now, for instance, in this season is sexuality. He knows that when he removes a generation, it's going to be very hard. So God works generationally through generations, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He works generationally. And Satan also tries to remove the next generation. Remember what he did as Pharaoh. Telling the Hebrew midwives to kill all the male children. It was to get rid of a whole generation. So when you're guarding your family gates, one of the things you need to know is that the family gates, the enemy will attack the children because they're vulnerable, because they're young. They don't know the word of God enough. So as a parent, your responsibility is to stand guard on their behalf, to teach, to train them. Using the word to teach and train them, knowing what areas is he going to attack you. He's going to attack their sexual gates, because remember we talked about body gates. So your sexual gates are a place where the enemy really, really attacks. And it's very important to guard and man your sexual gates. Men and women of God are having to resign. They're stepping down, stepping aside because they
of sexual immorality.
Exactly. Sexual immorality. We're seeing that happen almost on a weekly basis. So the enemy will always attack your sexual gates. And for the children, he is targeting their sexual gates, trying to make sure that they indulge in sex early. They're sexualized as children.
Opening the Pandora box.
Absolutely. Opening the Pandora's box. And some of the, I was sharing on Saturday that some of the barrenness that women, both women and men, experience are as a result of not having manned and locked your sexual gates. If you indulge in sex and you don't man those sexual gates prematurely, illegally, illicitly, you open up those gates to so many things. The sexual gates and reproductive gates are connected. Your sexual gates lead inside to your reproductive gates, your fallopian tubes, etc.
Can I ask, Ma? Don't they also lead to your spiritual gate?
Because everything.
Yeah.
They're both.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both. They have the physical aspect. So when you indulge in sex, etc., so you open up your body to HIV/AIDS, to HPV, to STDs.
And which who can knows how many spiritual diseases.
I'm just talking about the physical side. The physical side first. Because that's what you're opening your body. So many barrennesses that we see, it's not a demon, Bosisi. It's not a demon. It's sometimes that. And then so the second thing is that there's the spiritual side of it. And the spiritual side is maybe even more worse when you open those
scary.
If you have soul ties and all sorts of things. Demonic infiltration. Yeah.
If only God could open that veil and people would see. Martino Malembe says, it's always good to listen to Mama Pearl. The message is indeed vital. Thanks, Bo. Mayor Caroline Tzilapedi, hello to you. Thanks. So true, Mom's Bo, no prophet. Proverbs 22:6 that says, train up a child in a way that he should go. And when he is grown up, he won't depart from that way. Okay, let's hear what Mapindi says. Quick one. Says Pindi.
Good day, Spongile.
Hi, says Pindi.
Thank you for the wonderful topic, Sis Pindi. Okuluma Yeah, it is good, Spongile, to be teached. Even on Saturday, we have a leadership seminar.
Mm.
So if you get teaching, man, you get something that give you whatever you are doing. We didn't know about the gates, of especially of ourselves, internal spirit, because sometimes we do things that we are not. That's why that we are not called to do it.
Mm.
That's why sometimes, but when you are fighting, the demons, ama demons angabuya kibelugu. So we need uti as leaders. God said, He's holy, must be holy too.
Mm.
Even Saturday, you can't. We must lead by example.
Mm.
It's not easy, but you must strive for as see ama leaders for perfection. Siyabonga. We are going to follow, and I'm already following her on her Facebook page. We thank you for the teaching.
Ah, thank you, Sis Pindi.
Slalel.
Ah, thank
school
you.
School and Nyabo.
Thank you, Sis Pindi. Sis Pindi is talking about also purity. Ma spoke about righteousness. Sis Pindile says holiness. Holiness. She's calling on that as leaders. Our leaders need that. And I'm just wondering, Ma, what comes into my mind is what kind of gates are you opening up for the coming generation if you are not working worthy of your calling, if you are working outside of your of righteousness, of holiness, purity. There are some, you know, there are some scary things that happen, and you hear children say, and that this so-and-so, me so-and-so approved this. And you're like, where in the word does it come from? And so what kind of things are you opening up in the gate? Maina Mulebatsi says, how do you deal with parents and elderly siblings who compromise family gates? And I think as we are closing, hey, we are only left with 3 minutes, as we are closing. Then how do you fortify? So how do you deal with these adults? I think if you want to know how to fortify the gates, make sure that on Saturday, the 27th.
Come on Saturday.
On Saturday to know how to fortify these gates, because we need to know how to fortify these gates.
Absolutely.
So visit Mom's Facebook page. She's Pearl Komotso Kupe. And that's where you can get all the details of how you can register and be part of Saturday. It's happening on the 27th from 9 up until 4 at 73rd 5th Street, halfway Gardens in Midrand. But you have to register first. You don't just rock up and say, hey, I'm here, I thought about it now. No, you register first. Visit Mom's page and find out how to register. Ma, as we answer my Namo Liberty, as we are closing, how do you deal with those parents and elderly siblings who compromise family gates?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like you said, it's we literally spend about 1.5 hours on the family gates. So to try and answer it in 1.5 minutes is impossible, because we use scriptures. There's scriptures that teach us on how to fortify, strengthen the gates, what kind of things you need to look out for in terms of redemption, in terms of cleansing, sanctification, all of those. There are all sorts of scriptures. I gave examples of my own family in that teaching about things where we had to close certain gates as a family. I have two brothers who are pastors, and we had issues of alcohol, you know, in our family, that when people, our family members would drink alcohol, and, you know, saying that the it would become addictive. And we had to sit down and do a spiritual mapping to be able to trace where was the opening, where was the access actually that was given that opened a door for this alcoholism that now became a particular trait in our family. So, you know, those are all teachings that you have to go scripture by scripture, line by line, precept by precept. So I think you gave the right answer to say, if it's at all possible, please come to the teaching, because I spent 5 hours teaching, and to try and teach, you know, things that we've already taught over in 10 hours of teaching and teach them in even 1 hour is not enough. So something like that, really, I would encourage you to come and join. We've dealt with the family gate, but I would be able to answer it a little bit better there, because I believe in giving scripture.
Yes.
I don't believe in giving
just saying
formula.
No.
There must be a scriptural basis. So I need to take you through scriptures foundation by foundation, so you understand the resource and the protocol that God has put in, not say 7 times or 55 times, etc. You know, I have to give you scriptural basis.
All right.
Everything that I say.
Ma, thank you so much for talking to us. And I know your schedule is very, very busy, but I think we need some more. If it was a concert, we would go, we want more. We want. So thank you so much, Ma, for talking to us.
We'll come back.
Yes.
I think we'll come back. I'll let you know because we're writing a book and a manual now. So mm-hmm. maybe in the next few weeks, couple of months, maybe we'll come back and then we'll have a resource that's available for you to actually.
And for last week's Saturday, all these Saturdays, is there something recorded that we can get from you as well or not?
We are recording, but you see again, because it's a 5-hour teaching and nobody's going to sit there for 5 hours. So we're editing it. And what we're doing right now is with the teachings where my daughter is actually making them into clips, short little, our attention span. One somebody actually be like 15 minutes, that's child. So we're doing them into short clips, and then it will be accompanied with a manual that you can read so that you can do the whole teaching. One thing I'm worried about, Bongi,
yes,
very
ma'am.
Worried,
yes.
is that we grab this. I've seen people grabbing this, possessing the Gates teaching, and it becomes a trend. And I keep telling people, it's very dangerous to go out there and try to possess a gate that you're not equipped or trained for.
You can die. They'll say, Jesus, we know, Paul, we know, but who are you?
Exactly.
All right.
So I don't want that to happen, that people will just get excited. Yeah, I'm possessing the gates, possessing the gates. And
all right. Thank you, Ma. I hope that you will. Thank you so much, Ma. And I hope that you'll be coming back soon where we can continue where we left off. But we love you so much. And thank you for talking to us. God bless.
Thank you. Love you. Keep doing the great job.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And family, if you'd like to know more, you want to know how to fortify those gates, you want to know more about possessing the gates, it's happening again this Saturday. Do go check Mom's Facebook page. She is Pearl Khomotso Kupe on Facebook and find out how you can register and be part of it this Saturday at 73rd Fifth Street, Halfway Gardens in Midrand. Ah, may God be glorified in all that we do as we are taking a posture. We're changing where we were faced and now taking a posture of honoring God with who he has called us to be and where he's sending us as we are possessing the gates, as we are cleansing ourselves. Starting with us cleansing ourselves first.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.